And we have one of our near the end of the season candidates coming up on the primary, and that's Phil Dacey, who is running for county council at large. Correct, Phil?
That is correct. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here, and thank you for scheduling. As we always give that little disclaimer, which is not a disclaimer, we're glad to have people who call in and make appointments. You're a former alderman in the city of Frederick. That was your first foray into politics, I'm assuming.
That is correct, yeah.
And how did that go? Did you like being an alderman? The question that I would have is, why did you leave a position you had, not leave it, but to go for a different position?
That's a good question. I did enjoy running for alderman and meeting people and mm-hmm. working with folks in the city. I do think that I wasn't able to get as much accomplished as I had wanted to as an alderman. Some of that had to do with the way I was elected. For those of you that may not know, I was the only Republican on the board of aldermen. And so there was a lot of things. I saw a lot of opportunities to make a difference. Unfortunately, I think a lot of my colleagues were philosophically opposed to a lot of those opportunities. So what I figured was we can go to the county level. I think we can try and bring some change to the county council. I mean, one of the things I've been talking a lot about is bringing change to the county council on the county level. At the end of a candidate forum the other night, I challenged people to actually name one thing that the county council has done in the last 4 years. Afterward, I said, come up to me. I'll give you a free stylus pen mm-hmm. that I have in my pocket. If you come up to me and tell me one thing that you think the county council has accomplished over the last 4 years. And you know what? Not one person came up to me afterward and took me up on that offer. So I think we need some change on the county council, and really that's what's driving me in this campaign. I think we need to change the county council, and I think we can do it.
Well, you notice we have a county council now. It's a new form of government that we went through our first 4 years. Everybody was happy with it. I've just always knew how dysfunctional it was, and the county council proved that this time. How will you make changes? Are you going to bring for amendments to the county council? If you get stuck like we have right now, 5-4, or not 5-4, but 4-3, sorry about that, not a lot can be accomplished.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of it's coalition building. That's one thing else. One other thing I learned on the Board of Aldermen is that when it comes to local issues, you can end up partnering with people that you didn't think you would. Mm-hmm. And so I think I ended up voting in a majority and in a minority with each member of the Board of Aldermen at that time, even though at different members at different times.
Sure.
To build a coalition. But I think we have a lot of personalities on the county council right now that really aren't focused on things like delivering services to the citizens. They're not talking about lowering taxes. They're not talking about how to improve transportation around Frederick County. They're much more worried about their own personalities and the conflicts that are going on and posturing. And I really don't think that they're getting a lot done for the citizens. I mean, you think about it, there's 7 of them, as you pointed out. We pay them each 20 plus grand a year. So we're paying $140,000 a year plus for the county council. And what are we getting for that money?
Correct.
We're all paying it. All the taxpayers are paying it. And I couldn't think of one thing that they've passed. I know they've been basically rubber stamping the county executive's budget for the last 4 years. I think they cut a measly less than 1.1% of the budget out of the county executive's budget this last time. So really, they're not even paying for their own salaries with those budget cuts. So
well, you were smart in this respect. It's that you're running countywide, which is a little bit different than district. I would think to run to district would be a easier. Not win or lose, but it'd be an easier job. You have to travel the entire county to get elected. But what I worry about, and I asked every candidate in here, you get elected in county council at large, what can you do for me? And that's where the change has to come because, you know, you're my legislator, but you really can't do a whole lot for me.
Yeah, actually, the top question I get when I'm door knocking with constituents. Mm-hmm. I've been door knocking since October, so I probably knocked more doors than most people. But the top question I get is, what does the county council do? So believe it or not, that's the number one question. And I'm knocking people that vote in primary. So these are people that are informed voters. But still, at that level, people don't even connect with the county government. But the county government's responsible for so many things: schools, the school budget, the sheriff's department, the county roads and infrastructure, delivering health services for the county.
Fire and rescue.
Yeah, all those good services that the people think about as government really is the county government. And so what I'm talking about is actually lowering taxes. We need someone that's going to partner with Governor Hogan. And I've talked about this repeatedly, is that Governor Hogan has proposed a transformative transportation plan for Frederick County, something that's going to take Frederick County, you know, people thought that there would never be a solution. There's never enough money for 270 fix. There's never enough money for 70 or
15,
495. But Governor Hogan has proposed on the table this public-private partnership, which will actually tremendously increase the quality of life of people here in Frederick County by reducing traffic congestion and investing in the roads around Frederick County. Some people are afraid of the growth, but I say the growth is already here. I mean, I commute down the road every day. There's 270 or 70. And so I can tell you, and anybody who's probably sitting in their car now can tell you, the growth is already here in Frederick County. So we need the roads for the people that are already here. And Governor Hogan has a plan. He's the only person that's put together this plan in our county council. I've not heard a peep from our county council or a county executive, frankly, in support of this plan.
Stacy, candidate for council person or councilman at large. I guess I can say that. I'm going to say it anyhow. Frank, your turn. Come up.
Well, I just want to ask. Remember
what the tease was about growth. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. But I want to start where we usually start off. For the few who may not know your background, to tell us a little bit about your bio.
Sure. Yeah, you're asking somebody running for office to talk about themselves.
Huh? Yeah, that's right. Never happens.
Yeah, twist their arms, right? Well, I'm not one that does kind of jump into the limelight so much, but so people may not know my background. But I did grow up here in Frederick County. I'm a product of Frederick County Public Schools. Actually, my girls, so it's kind of a neat story. I got two girls. They're 7 and 9, two beautiful little girls. And they're going to Yellow Springs, which is the same school I went to. So they'll end up going to Yellow Springs, Monocacy, and Thomas Johnson, just like I did. So I'm pretty invested in the community here in Frederick. I worked in government for a while. I went to law school at night. So I was working full-time, and then I went to University of Baltimore at night and earned my law degree. And I came back and worked for the Maryland Department of Transportation. So I've been at the Maryland Department of Transportation for over 10 years now in various capacities, dealing with issues on transportation roads, dealing with transit, and so, you know, I was an alderman for 4 years, decided to run 4 years ago, or 5 years ago now, for my first office. And my first time running, was very excited. My whole family, I have a big family here in Frederick. They all kind of helped me, and I have to give them a lot of credit for helping me and getting office the first time. It's a big challenge the first time you're running for office, is to just trying to break through that barrier and get people to recognize your name. You know, you don't realize that, but it's like selling a new product. It's like any kind of commercial endeavor where you've got a brand new product, nobody knows anything about you, and you got to get out there and you got to try and break through the noise. I was very proud 5 years ago that I was the only Republican that made it on there, you know, to have some representation in Frederick City for the Republicans. And I think I brought an important voice in Frederick City. I do think that I was able to raise concerns and raise objections and kind of act as a check on it was a 4-to-1 majority, but I was able to at least articulate the more conservative side. I was the one that consistently voted for property rights. You'd be surprised how difficult that is, especially in Frederick City. If anybody owns property in Frederick City, or you think you own property in Frederick City, you may not necessarily own property in Frederick City.
Exactly.
Because the city government has some ordinances there that can severely limit what you can do. In fact, if your property is over 50 years old and you want to make any exterior change in Frederick City, you got to go beg the city government. You got to go beg the alderman and say, hey, I'd like to put a different roof on. I'd like to put a different windows on. And sometimes so I was frequently that voice of property rights. I was really trying to bring that to the table.
Well, let me ask you the two other questions we ask everybody with a limited amount of time.
Sure.
We have.
Yeah, I'm filibustering over here.
No, that's all right. I just want you to be able to get in the one issue that Tim teased, because it seems to be the number one issue. But Can you briefly give just overall your philosophy on growth in Frederick County? Because that seems to be a top topic.
Yeah, absolutely. I think growth is probably the number one issue I hear at the doors. So I think the growth is here in Frederick County. It's not like we're going to be able to send people home. I mean, the
somewhere
traffic
else.
Is here.
Yeah.
Somewhere else. I mean, send people somewhere else. Yeah, send them back to where they moved from. So I think we have to deal with what's here now. But I think the biggest issues surrounding growth are the external factors that people see with growth, which are the traffic. You know, I think people would object a lot less to the people living here if they could get around. I think people would object a lot less to the growth if they could, if their schools were not so overcrowded. So I think it's the government's job, actually, that hasn't done a very good job of dealing with the growth that's here, and the fact that, you know, we spend so much money on public schools. You know, if you go back and look, and I did, I went back and looked. 10 years ago, there was 40,000 students in our schools. Today, there's 41,000. So really, it's not a huge increase in schools, but the budget has gone up by 25%. And yet, when my daughter was in kindergarten, there were 28 kids in her class. So that tells me that the money is not being spent in the right places in Frederick County Public Schools, that the money needs to be spent in the classroom. And I think the county council has largely not fulfilled its responsibility of being a watchdog on that. And they're just shoveling money over to the schools, you know, and not holding them accountable to spend it in the right places. So.
And then my last question would be, facing a primary, you have three opponents. Republicans could choose two out of the four for at-large county council. Why should they consider you instead of the other three?
Well, first I look. I think you got to vote for someone that you can trust, because you're not going to know every decision, or you're not going to know every decision an elected official has to make. So you have to vote for somebody that you can trust that shares your philosophies and your values. And I have a record. I've voted against taxes and fee increases in Frederick City, and I've stood up for property rights in the past. I think people in Frederick County can trust that my philosophy is that I think the county should be delivering world-class services to the people, our customers, the constituents. And I think that our tax dollars need to be spent more wisely. And the county council really needs to do its job and deliver for the people that elected them. So I hope people can take that into consideration, and I would ask for your vote on
Phil, how do we get reach you? How do we support you as far as you're asking for people to do so? How do they get a hold of you? You have Facebook or all that?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, all the traditional means. I'm on Facebook, and I'm on I've got a website with PhilDacey.com. And you can always reach me there. My email is pdacey@gmail.com.
And that has more in-depth on issues and,
absolutely.
And things you're talking about today.
Absolutely.
All right. I appreciate you taking time out of your day. It's 4:00.